everybody, and welcome to my podcast, Fulfillment in Faith. I am your host, Shannon Bondor, and I am a best-selling author, mentor, mindset and manifesting coach, and public speaker. Today's episode is a continuation of my series, You Are Not the Only One. I was brought forth to do this series because during my healing from my addiction to alcohol, there were so many times that the universe had brought me to silence. And during those times is when I learned so many things about myself and I was guided. I was guided to talk openly about my past, my abuse, my addiction, and to speak my truth. From those moments of silence is when we learn, we grow, we teach, and then we help others. Today, I have a very special guest. Her name is Catherine Mitchell. How are you, Catherine? How are you?
Oh, I'm just doing great. I'm fine. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I am so glad that you're here. So what I would like you to do is I would like you to tell the audience where you're from, just a little bit about yourself. And then from there, you can go into sharing your story of your time of stillness. That would be absolutely wonderful.
All right. Awesome. I am Catherine Mitchell, and I am from Dallas, Texas. I was born and raised here my whole life. I am a mother of three, and I'm a grandmother of one granddaughter. I'm an author. I'm a transformational speaker. I'm a life coach, and I'm also a mentor, and I'm also in ministry as well. And so I just want to say thank you, first of all, for having me here on your show today. It's truly a blessing for me to be here to share my story. I remember that there was a time, and I want to share my story that's regarding the things that I've gone through in life and the things that kept me stuck and the things that made me feel like I was the only one. I remember that there was a time in my life to where I used to hide behind smiles and material things. So I smiled a lot to hide my pain. I bought material things, clothing and shoes and purses and things like that to hide my pain. But then there came a time in my life to where I no longer wanted to hide that pain. And I wanted to reclaim my life. I wanted to take back my power. And I wanted to know who I was. I wanted to know where I was going in life. I wanted to know who I wanted to be. And I remember that as being a little girl, I remember at the age of 16 that I was raped by my uncle. I was molested by my uncle. I'm sorry. I was molested by my uncle from the age I was 5 to 13. I was raped at 16. And then I found myself in an abusive relationship for 12 years. And then, but last but not least, found myself and discovered that I was a fatherless daughter growing up as well. So I had the fatherless daughter syndrome. And that's another topic that I talk about, the fatherless daughter syndrome, the things that fatherless daughters go through. So I teach on that as well. And I also raised my kids on welfare for about 11 years. And I had three kids by the time I was 25. And I dropped out of high school too. And so it's funny that I went through all of those things and I didn't know what I wanted in that point after going through all of the hurt and the pain. And I knew that I wanted to get help and I knew that it was time for me to get the healing. And so I did the inner healing. I did the inner work so that I can create the life that I love, not only for myself, but for my children as well. And so there were three things that I did to accomplish creating a life that I love. And in my program, I teach the BMW method. And it is to show you how to create the life that you love. And I want to share with you those points today so that other people can create the life that they love using a BMW method. Because when you have gone through so much pain and so much hurt, you don't know what to do. You're stuck and you do feel like you're the only one. And so I'm here to help you not to feel like that you're the only one, because you're not. I've been in your shoes. I've been raped. I've been molested. I've been through abuse. I've been depressed. So I know exactly how that feels. And the BMW method is what God gave me. And God gave it to me so that I can help other people come out of their situation. And so the BMW method, the B stands for building a solid foundation. And how do we build that solid foundation? We start by digging up the pain, the hurt, the molestation, the rape, the drugs, the alcohol. We start digging up all of those things and we start healing them one by one. And so after you dig up all of the dirt and all of the pain, then it's just like when the builders, when they get ready to build a house, right? They have to dig up everything from the ground, everything before they actually lay down that foundation, because you cannot build a foundation on the rough ground. You just can't build a solid foundation. A house is going to fall if the foundation is not built right. And that's the same way with our lives. Building that solid foundation from the ground up is what we need to do. And that means that we need to get rid of that pain. We need to get rid of that forgiveness, that unforgiveness, and that bitterness and hurt. And that's how we build that solid foundation. And my second point is maintaining a healthy relationship. Maintaining healthy habits. And maintaining healthy habits is just like eating healthy. In order to live long life, you have to eat healthy. You have to make good choices for the way that you eat. That's the same way with relationships, with jobs, with your career, with your business. You want to surround yourself with people who support you. You want to connect with people that has the same mindset as you as far as building that solid foundation, making sure that you're happy, making sure that you can talk to somebody when you need to. You can call them in the midst of a breakthrough. Maintain a healthy habit lifestyle. It is a lifestyle. Is it a process? Yes, but it is necessary to maintain healthy habits. And we want to do that so that way we can be the best version of ourselves. Because if we don't eat healthy, our body's going to go down a drain. Our liver, our kidney is not going to work. We're going to have high blood pressure. That's the same way with our lives. If we do not maintain healthy habits in relationships with people, we're going to be depressed. We're going to fall down. We're not going to know how to get back up. We're going to stay stuck in bondage.
And right? I got to say too, when you talk about the body, about eating healthy and nutritious foods, and when you get to that state where you start to talk about your fears and, you know, everything that happened within your past, and you become more stronger with that, you want to take care of your body. Mm-hmm. That's where you start to love your body. And that is so important. So, so important. Mm-hmm. And also the stress that you hold within your body, once you start talking and freeing yourself, like that was a huge thing with me, with my journey, is once I started talking and speaking my truth and getting all these toxins and everything out of my body, because all the toxins were also included the people I was hanging out with, you know, all my thoughts, feelings, and emotions. People couldn't believe, number one, how much weight I had lost. And I wasn't doing anything any different, you know. But another thing was I started to look a lot younger because the stress was being released from me. So what you say is so 100% true.
Right. Yeah. So and then we do have to maintain those healthy.
Yes.
Because it helps us to be a better person in life. It helps us to be a better parent, a better friend. It helps us for longevity. And without it, you know, we just want to stay stuck in bondage. And so that's what I teach, to maintain a healthy habit. And then the last one, which is the W, it is winning to succeed, right? Who does not want to win? Who doesn't want to succeed? Who doesn't want to win, to succeed in life, to be able to create the life that they love, live the desired lifestyle that they want to live, be happy, be joyful? So we win to succeed by building that solid foundation, by maintaining those healthy habits, and then that's how we win. Mm-hmm. And then also we have to set boundaries as well. Without those boundaries being set, we can't win.
I love that.
How we got into a place to where we are is because we never set boundaries for ourselves. Because we had low self-esteem, we felt like we had to chase after love, or we felt like we wasn't good enough to be in that person's lives, or we just accept any type of behavior that came to us and we thought it was okay when it's not okay. And so that is what I teach on how to create a life that you love. That BMW method is, I go into further details in the course, of course, but it's just a little bit of what I teach on to help people to create the life that they love so that they can come out of their situation, to let them know that you're not the only one, because you're worthy. You're worthy to be loved. You're worthy to be happy. You're worthy to live a life more abundantly. You're worthy to live. And you're worthy to not give up on yourself. You have to push yourself. You have to motivate yourself. And when you have people to support you, life is all more the better. What can we do when we have surrounded ourselves with people who truly love us, who respect us? I grew up without a father. And that's another topic that I teach about, is the fatherless daughter syndrome. I had no idea what it was.
I was going to say, I grew up with a father as well, because he committed suicide when I was about 2.5 and 3 years old. And can you talk, can you speak to me a little bit more about the syndrome, please? Yes. Because I know that there's so many others out there that want to hear.
Right. I didn't know why I kept repeating these same cycles. And I just remember that one day that I was online and I was searching something up on Google, and this picture showed up and it said fatherless daughters. And so I clicked on it and I just started reading it. And as I was reading the article, I said, this sounds like me. She was describing me to the T and what fatherless daughter is. So fatherless daughter syndrome, FDS is an initial. FDS stands for fatherless daughter syndrome. It is an emotional behavior, right? So typically it's emotional behavior that we have without having that father in our life. Without the father showing you what a father and daughter relationship, healthy relationship looks like. So therefore it leads a daughter to looking for love in all the wrong places, right? It's not showing her what a healthy, loving, caring relationship looks like that she should receive from the father. And so therefore it leaves us vulnerable, and that we go out into the streets looking for love in all the wrong places. And so typically fatherless daughter, and just for you, fatherless daughters does not mean just because my father was absent in my life, right? So he left me at 6. So that left me to be that fatherless daughter. And that's for you. Fatherless daughters can mean if your father passed and you grew up without a father, you're still fatherless. If your father incarcerated, you're still considered a fatherless daughter. If your father was not there emotionally and mentally, you're still considered a fatherless daughter. If he wasn't there spiritually, you're still considered a fatherless daughter. And it just continues to go on and on. And after I learned all of those things, I said, well, hey, I need to teach this to people, because women need to know why they struggle in relationship. They need to understand why they accept people or certain behaviors in their lifestyle that is not healthy for them. So if they knew that they was this fatherless daughter, living this fatherless daughter syndrome, that can wake them up and say, okay, well, hey, I don't want this. I know I deserve better, because we live this syndrome without even knowing it. So that's what the research said. We live this FDS life for many years and not even know that this is the life that we're living. So I found out at 35 that I was a fatherless daughter, living the fatherless daughter syndrome life.
Okay.
And we continue to live that life for many years without even knowing it. And you can stay, just as for me, I stayed in an abusive relationship. Why? Because I didn't have my father to show me my value. I didn't have my father in my life to teach me what a healthy, loving, and caring relationship looks like. I didn't have my father to love. A father is a daughter's first love. So he's supposed to teach his daughter what love really looks like. And he's supposed to show her. I didn't have that. So for me, I went into the streets looking for love in men, in friends, accepting behaviors that was not healthy for me, doing things that was not healthy for me as a teenager. I was in a club at an early age. If I can be transparent, I was 13 years old and I was in the clubs. Why? Because I was looking for that love. I was looking to be loved. I didn't receive it from my father.
Okay, so you just saying that, I'm a prime candidate too. Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
Wow.
Yeah. Whoa, I guess you learn something every single day, right? Yeah, because no, I grew up without a father. I had a very abusive brother. Well, you know my story that, that took the role of my father and just literally emotionally and physically abused, you know, my entire life until I put a stop to it, right? But yeah, what an eye-opener that was. Yeah. Yeah, well, thank you for sharing that.
Of course, my pleasure, my pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much it. I do just want to, you know, encourage somebody that may feel like that they're alone. I just want you to know that you're not alone, that there are people like me and Shannon out here to help you to overcome the struggle that you're facing. You're not the only one.
No, you are not the only one. Yeah.
And I remember that I felt that way at one point in my life, that I felt like I was the only one that grew up without a father. I felt like I was the only one that was in an abusive relationship. Almost cost me my life. He almost cost me my life. And I felt like I was the only one that has been raped by a friend that I trusted. And I felt like I was the only one that raised my kids on government assistance, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And when you realize and connect with other people and hear other people's stories, and you be so at awe and amazed because you say, hey, I wasn't the only one, you know?
Yeah. And it's so freeing just to know that you are not the only one. And just to be able to connect with other people. And when you connect with other people in that type of level, it's all love. It's just pure 100% love. Yeah. Wow. Huh. Yeah. This is, I'm actually going to tear up.
I try my best not to. I've been sharing my story for so long. I don't get emotional. Sometimes I do. But for this time, I felt that someone needs to be empowered. Mm-hmm. And I don't want anyone to sympathize with me. I wanted them to be empowered to know that they're not the only one. And if I can save one life, that's what I'm here to do, is to save one life.
Right.
And that matters to me more than anything in this world, is just to save one life. It's to transform one life, you know, that matters. To build somebody confidence up, that matters. To give them hope that they too can get through their circumstances, that gives me hope.
Yeah, absolutely. Through this, my dogs are barking. Let's not worry about that. But through this whole journey and experience that you've gone through, what is the most, there's got to be one pivotal thing that really, really stands out for you. And can you explain what that would be?
So since this whole idea, I can say that I've learned so much about myself that I didn't know before. I value myself. I see that I have a great personality. I see that I have a beautiful smile, and I can truly smile without hiding behind my pain. I see that I'm smart in so many areas that I never believed in myself before. And I learned that forgiveness is the key to freedom, because I didn't understand that forgiveness hurts you more when you hold on to it. And when I learned to let go and to forgive, I found freedom in my life. And so that's how I'm so freely to speak, and I'm so freely to talk about my pain, is because I have forgiven those who have wronged me, and I've also forgiven myself. And so forgiveness is the biggest key that I've learned out of this whole ordeal thing, all the things that I've gone through, forgiveness.
Yeah, that's absolutely beautiful. So when, what is the advice? Because there's going to be lots of people that now are really going to look at their lives, and especially, you know, with the syndrome that you had talked about, and they're really going to reflect. What is the one thing that you would want to say to them that will guide them to their greatness?
That you're an amazing person.
Mm-hmm.
Don't allow anyone to decide your value for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You value you. You recognize the potential and the confidence within yourself. You believe in yourself. You mm-hmm. become your own number one fan.
Mm-hmm.
Or an amazing person. My advice is to keep pushing. If I hadn't kept pushing, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. If I had stayed stuck, I would not have been an author. I would not be a speaker. I would not be a coach. I would not be doing the things that I do today if I had quit and given up on myself. So my thing is to don't quit and don't give up on yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So where are you now in your life? You say that you're a coach and you've written a book and you're a speaker. So if you can expand a little bit on this, because I want the audience to hear what you have available. And I just want the audience to know as well that all that she's going to say is going to be posted into the Facebook notes, or not Facebook notes, but on the podcast notes. So, you know, if any of you feel that you want to be in the presence of her energy, that's where you will go, is into the podcast notes.
Where am I now? I'm on a journey to continue to help people become a beautiful individual that can heal. That's where I'm at now. I'm on a mission to continue to help people to become that beautiful individual that can heal so that they can create the life that they love. I'm steady writing, so I have not stopped, because I believe that the more that I share my stories, I believe that more people can be saved, more mm-hmm. lives can be saved, more people can be healed. And I believe that giving back to the community or to the world what someone has stole from me, I believe that giving back is a greater gift than any gift in this world. Giving back to the world is the biggest gift that I feel that I can give to the world, is giving my story and helping people to come out of their circumstance and situation. And so now I'm still coaching. I do have my coaching courses. I am speaking. I've been booked this whole year pretty much on different platforms. And I am being a part of different anthology books that will be coming out soon. And then I also have a documentary that will be coming out. It's called Shadow Silence that will be coming out soon. And so if you want to know more about me, you can always go to my Facebook page at Catherine B. Mitchell, on Instagram at Catherine B. Mitchell. You can also go to my website at www.catherinebmitchell.com. If you want to learn a little bit more about me, just scroll down my Facebook page and you will see me on Facebook. Inbox me. I don't mind answering any questions. If you want to book a session with me, it is free, 20 minutes of free coaching session. And we can just talk and we can just go from there pretty much.
Well, that's excellent. So like I said, everything will be posted in the podcast notes, and absolutely reach out. If you really feel that Catherine is someone that you are really attracted to, absolutely contact her. Oh, and then here's her books too. So yeah. Okay, that's excellent. Okay, so let's get them up on the screen, because when this goes on YouTube as well. So a transformation survivor.
Mm-hmm. So okay. This is my book that I shared about my abuse, pretty much.
Okay.
So it's about, you know, finding courage, finding freedom, finding confidence. And it's a life-changing story that I wanted to share to help people to know who have gone through abuse, who have gone through the fatherless daughter syndrome. I also shared that in my book as well. So please go get this book. It is definitely life-changing. I've gotten so many feedback from this book. And so you can get it on Amazon. as well, a transform survivor, you go to my website at www.katherinebmitchell.com. And then also, I am also a part of an anthology book. It's called The Queendom Diaries. This is regarding your inner child healing. So we wrote part of our inner feelings, pretty much. And we wrote these letters to ourselves. What would you say to yourself at 13? You know, and so I express the things that I've gone through as a little girl, as a child, as a teenager. And so it was 12 of us on this book. And so if you want to purchase this book, you can also go to my website and purchase this book at www.katherinebmitchell.com, The Inner Child Healing. Anyone who is dealing with your inner child pain and hurt and you want to heal from that, this book is definitely for you. This is why it's called Inner Child Healing, because it will definitely help you heal. I cried writing this book because this was the first time that I have ever shared my story. Mm-hmm. So as I was writing, I was crying, but I was healing at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much, Katherine. Like, this has been an absolutely beautiful interview and extremely informative. So thank you so much for everything. I'm so blessed that you are a part of my journey. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I just pray that we just continue to go from here. And I just pray that this is not the last time that we see each other.
I just think this is definitely a beginning of a friendship for sure. It was absolutely wonderful. And of course, now you're going to be belong to my community as well. So that's exciting. Yeah.
Yes.
So in closing, I ask that if you loved this podcast, please subscribe and also tell your friends. I invite you to go to my website, shannonmondor.com, and please check it out. And there you can look at my one-on-one coaching and my Fulfillment in Faith coaching program, which is a 6-month personal development and mindset program, which will absolutely change your life. So once again, I want to thank Katherine, and I want to thank all you amazing individuals out there that are listening to this podcast. And I ask that you just have an absolutely wonderful day. Thank you. I want to say thank you for sharing this time with me. And don't forget to subscribe so you receive every episode. And please share this podcast with others. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram. And if you would like more information on my mindset and manifesting coaching, go to shannonmondor.com. Until next episode, blessings to all, and thank you for being a part of my journey.